David, how do you feel?
Good. I'm getting better.
Do you have, are you optimistic in any way, shape, or form about playing against the Bears?
Yeah, I've been progressing every day since the injury, so that's important, and we're taking the right steps, so that's the most important thing.
Do you feel like you took any steps back? You were questionable 2 weeks ago, doubtful last week, and have you suffered any setbacks?
No. Like I said, we've taken a step every day, and that's what's been important, and hopefully we continue that trend.
Given what's happening at the position, do you have to fight? We know you don't like to miss anything, much less practice, much less a game. Mm-hmm. Do you have to fight that desire to get back in a hurry because of what's happened at the position instead of listening to the doctors?
I think regardless of what's happened at the position or not, I've been attacking the issue that we were dealt in the training room and maximizing my recovery every day, and I think we're on a smart plan, and we've been progressing. So moving forward, we're going to continue the same trend and get me back there as quick and safe as possible.
David, how tough is it for your offensive line being so early in the season to be as banged up as you guys are, with you one of the most important guys up there, Bulaga's, struggling with injury, and you bringing new guys in off the street? How tough has this been for you guys?
It's definitely not a position you'd want to be in. I think you got, technically, your five tackles all banged up right now. That's not something that you want to see. So, we're a team at the end of the day, and we believe in a philosophy, next man up, and we expect everything from them. So, regardless if the guy's out there and he's banged up, he's got to perform, and if it's not that man, then the guy behind him, he's got to go out there and perform.
And bringing a new guy in, like John coming in here, how do you get a guy like that acclimated to this system? New guys.
Got to hit the ground running. You got to be able to absorb quick and take in everything coach says. And you got to play football. At the end of the day, it's playing football. There are run plays and there are pass plays. So to dummy all of it down and just to go out there and play that game, I think people kind of get lost a little bit. You got to understand, it is simple, but within it there are a lot of verbiage things that's tough. But we have to dumb it down and make it as simple as possible for someone like that to go out there and play.
It's the oldest rivalry in the NFL, but does this rivalry still have that nastiness too? Aaron said it's kind of cooled off. He said he hated each other for a while, then friends again, and now we don't know what it's like now.
Well, I know it's tied. It's it's tied with six ties.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's 94, 94, and it's six. So that's.
Yeah, baby. Let me get a purple rain.
No.
Let me get a purple rain.
Kevin made you do that.
Let me get a purple rain.
So the fact that it's tied, it still has its flair for sure. It's definitely, I think Aaron put the words best, but this is the longest rivalry that's been around, and it's. It's the Bears versus the Packers at the end of the day.
I know you won't go up against Josh Sitton. Will it be cool to, be back on the same field and hopefully be ready to actively play against one of your guys who helped you in this game?
Yeah, Josh is a very close friend of mine, and we keep in touch year-round. So anytime I get a chance to see him, it's always good to see him.
Sticking with the Bill.
Yeah.
Thank you. What about the show? Being out early and going through like kind of what you did in Atlanta on the test, do you think you're going to be at that point come Thursday?
I think we're status quo. We're going to take it day to day and then see come Thursday.
Did you lose a bet?
Yes. I wouldn't want to wear this. Purple's not a good color.
Come on.
Black and gold's definitely better.